Awa awa awuchaye legile kanja awa awa kodwa sinsukini sanamhlanje awa awa sibona kwenzeka kanja awa awa amantombazane ayazo.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Oh, many of our listeners will recognize that song. It came from the Graceland album by Paul Simon, in which he introduced to much of the world a group that South Africa knew well. They're called Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and the tune called Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. That was certainly my introduction to the group. And they're coming to Eastern Illinois University in Charleston on Wednesday for a show at the Dowden of Fine Arts Center. And I'm pleased to welcome on the program today one of the only remaining founding members of the group, Albert Mazibuko. Thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Hey, it's good to have me here.
Did I say your last name correctly?
Wonderful. You said it so correctly.
All right. So you were recruited by your cousin, Joseph Shabalala.
Yes.
At the time. And so there were, I understand, two Mazibukos and a few Shabalalas in the group, and then some other friends.
Absolutely, yes.
Would you like to talk a little bit about how the group got pulled together and why?
When Joseph came to me and he came with his brother, I was with my brother and one of my cousins, and that was 1969. So he said he had a dream that he was dreaming of music. So now he wanted to practice this kind of music, but the group that he had that time, they said, no, his teaching, it was too much. So he explains that he wanted to write the music which is going to empower people and unite people, the way of singing that he is not familiar with our way of singing. So we said, okay. Because, it was my dream came true, because I wanted to sing with him since 1960 when I first saw him with his group in Ladysmith on the farm. So that day he taught us two songs, very new songs. One is called Nkosi Yamakhosi, means King of Kings. And the other one is Hello My Baby, but it was also in our language, isiZulu, Buya Duduwami. So those songs were so beautiful. And then from there, I never looked back, because I said, this is something that I've been waiting for.
Can you tell me a little bit about the state of South Africa at the time that the group came together, quite different from how things are now?
It was very different. And then what was exciting about his idea is that he said the music is going to give us the music is going to give us it's going to encourage us to live the good life in that situation, because the situation was very bad. But he said the music, it will empower us and make us to do something that is going to be positive to us and positive to other people. So we made it 1970, so we did our first recording, but 1971, it was the selling record. And then from there, the problem started, because now we had to travel, because after the people, they heard our music over the radio, so they want us to come to perform for them in other cities. So as a black person that time in South Africa, we have to have a permission to be in that particular city or a town. So to go to the other town, it was a challenge. But we took a chance anyway, so we went to these places. We accept the invitations. The problem started when the police stopped us, and then so they asked us, do we have a permission to be here, and what we do, and then so we didn't have any answers to those questions. But what Joseph did, you know, it was so funny, but it worked all the time. He just started the song, and then we sang for them. We sing for the police all the time, and then so they let us go.
Well, that's a pretty good technique. I've heard of bribing police in one way or another, usually with money. But that's a different way to do it, isn't it?
Wonderful. I like the term you use, bribing them.
Yeah.
I never thought that way, but you know, but it worked all the time. It was so funny, but you know, it was magic. Every time when we stopped, and then he said, okay, guys, just calm down, and then so let's listen to them, what they're going to ask us when the question becomes tougher, and then so it just give us the sign that now I'm starting a song, you just start a song, and then so we sing for them. In the middle of the conversation with the police, so he will be amazed, and then he call another, and then they come in this and say, oh, this is good, and then they always let us go. Up until when it was the, by Ladysmith, we were driving to Johannesburg, and then it was the commissioner of the area, he was there, so the big guy in the police force, and then so we did our magic, and then he said to us, this is so beautiful, it doesn't have to be stopped. So what you should do now, I think you should go to your magistrate in your area and ask for the permission, because otherwise we are going to arrest you. So we said, they will believe us. He said, okay. And then he took the small notebook from his pocket, and then he just wrote something. The note, he said, give them... that magistrate this note, and then so this is just a recommendation. And then so we did that when we go back to Pinetown where we were living that time, and then so we went to the magistrate, and then one of our cousin who was representing us, so he approached the magistrate, and then he asked so we have got a group here, so we are the singers, so we want to get a permission to travel around. And then the magistrate said, I've never heard of such thing. We know that people in South Africa sing, but why you want to go sing everywhere? Why don't you sing where you stay? You said, no, we have some invitation, people invite us to come and sing. And then he said, what kind of music did you sing? We just stood up in the courtroom, and then we sang for the magistrate. And then he took his glasses and he put it down. He said, this is beautiful. And then he grant us that permission. So we're the first group in South Africa to have a permission to travel freely in South Africa. But we have to renew that permission in every 2 years. The last we renewed, I think it was 1986, like, and then after that, so after we joined Paul Simon, I don't even know where it went. So we didn't need it anymore.
That was the end of that.
Yeah, it was.
Any chance be perhaps because you had by then the support of the world?
No, there was no support that was we got, so we were just supporting ourselves.
Well, what I mean is that when that album came out in Graceland, 1988, and actually won a Grammy Award for that matter.
Oh yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. You know,
then you got to be known around the world, and then the world was in moral support of Ladysmith.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we were even surprised at home, because at home we have more supporters, but we thought we were only supported by the black people. But after the Graceland, many people came out, and then they said, wow, we have your albums here, and then they show us the album that we have, this one, we have supporting your music. But they were afraid of coming out and then to be known, but they said, we play your music. And also we did have some invitation in some couple of weddings when the white people getting married, they used to invite us. I remember one incident in Pinetown where we were invited after we performed, and then someone came to us before they gave us food. They said, because they would give us food, said, the police are coming, so you have to go through back door and then run away because you are not supposed to be here. So we just went with the back door, and then we got into the car, so we drove off. I think the police, when they come, they said, wow, where are these people here? But we're all gone.
And I assume that you don't need to worry about any of that anymore, or is that not quite that easy?
Oh, now it's very easy. Everything is smooth now.
I do want to ask you some more questions as we go along. I'll remind our listeners that we're talking with Albert Mazibuko of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the wonderful a cappella group out of South Africa. They're going to be performing on Wednesday night at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston in the Dowden Fine Arts Center there. And this is another of your collaborative performances, and you've done many, not only with Paul Simon, but lots of other people. This is a tune called Shosholoza. This is from collected on the CD called Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Friends, came out in 2012. Who is playing with you on this one?
It's a couple of a group from South Africa. This one, we invited the most of our friends in South Africa so to perform with us. We have Yuma Sigela, there we have Bigmoz Lutuli, we have Puza Kemes, and then we have and others.
And what are you singing about?
Shosholoza, it means keep going, keep pushing until you get where you want it to go. This is a song that people, they sing this song when they were, it was the famous song for the struggle. So it works to everywhere. When you are plowing in your field, you are doing a heavy job. So it's a shosholoza. This is encouragement, you know, words that say keep pushing until you get where you want it to be.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo here on Live and Local.
Shosholoza,
shosholoza, unesundela, jumela, jumela,
shosholoza,
shosholoza, unesundela, jumela, jumela, jumela,
haleluya baleka,
haleluya baleka,
baleka,
unesundela, jumela.
Shosholoza,
shosholoza,
shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shosholoza, shos
Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, and a number of friends from South Africa from their CD came out in 2012 called Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, and Friends here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois. Now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruising Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. By the way, I wanted to mention, in case some of you will have noticed this, and I haven't mentioned it before, but due to difficulties with our FM transmitter, we're currently broadcasting WYLL FM 90.9 in analog, but not in HD. So those of you who have an HD receiver will have already noticed that you haven't been able to find us there. We're working very hard to correct that problem, and we certainly appreciate your patience for those of you who do listen on HD under normal circumstances. My guest on Live and Local today is one of the two founding members of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. The group is going to be performing at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston on Wednesday night. So just you and Joseph Shabalala left, and he's still the leader of the band, so to speak. What's sort of the typical length of time that a singer will stay with the group?
I think we used to say as long as you live, so you can stay with the group for the whole of your life. And then because we say there's no retirement in music, because the music is something that stays with you all the time. So we will be here until God says stop. Otherwise, we want to keep going.
Well, since you mentioned God in general, tell a little bit about what you generally do sing about. I've read that a lot of what you sing is essentially gospel music in both English and Zulu. But what are some of the topics you cover generally in your songs?
In fact, our music is more spiritual. Even the traditional music that we sing, it's very spiritual, because when we sing, Joseph used to say our music is come from the blood to the blood. So when we sing, we're trying to talk to inner person in each and every one, the person that lives inside us. We are trying to nourish that person and feed that person with the positive influence that everybody, when he listens to our music, will have that kind of the good feeling, the good thought that he wanted to do the better, the good things, helping one another, and do whatever that is good. We're trying to drive people from the evil and from the bad things that sometimes it possesses people. So our music is more spiritual.
I wanted to ask also about the structure of the songs. I've heard you once or twice in live performance and on various recordings, and it's readily apparent that there's a certain pattern to many songs where you'll have perhaps a solo voice, usually Joseph's starting things off, and then gradually the full group will come in with a chorus, which will repeat quite often, and then he or someone else will sing a verse around it. Does this structure have especially to do with the traditional way of structuring songs, of singing songs in South Africa?
If this is the type of singing where this we call it isicathamiya, because isicathamiya is the music that has been it's originated from the Zulu dance, where it used to be a call and response. But in our music, so we tell the story through the music. As you say, Joseph, when you start the song, everyone gets the key from his voice, any key that he started with. Everyone knows that, okay, this one is going to be low or higher or whatever. So because we don't have something that is give us the key, like, you know, some people maybe when in the choirs, I used to see that somebody plays some note and then everyone knows that I'm here. But in our way of singing, so the one that who begins the song, it gives us the key. Everyone knows where the key is. So after you start the song, so everyone just join in, and then so we go with that. But our singing is not complete until we dance, because it's also a traditional way of when you sing. We said, just dance when you dance, so that's where you enjoy the music.
I was actually going to just ask you about that, because there is always movement in your shows.
Absolutely.
And well-unified movement as well. You were talking, of course, earlier when I asked about the length of time that the singers stick around, and you said, well, you're in it for life of sorts, and always around. And you have your very newest CD, which is called Always With Us, and it's a reference to Joseph's wife, who will always be around in your minds, hearts, and so on. And she... for his wife for 30 years, but also quite a singer in her own right. Tell me a little bit about her and how this CD came together. It was just released last month.
Yes, it was released last month. But it took us a little over 2 years to complete this this project, because Joseph's wife, she was killed, and then so it was little, you know, painful for him to deal with his voices, to hear his voices or her voices all the time. So, but we say after time, and then we said to him, so now you're ready? He said, no, now I'm ready, because as we give the title that she always with us, because even though she is no longer, you know, living, but she's always in our minds and in our hearts. So before she passed on, so she recorded these songs, and then so we took the songs, and then so we sang on the song, and then create a new sound. But we wanted to keep her voice to lead, and when we sing, so it works so well. And then I can congratulate the sound engineering, the way that they were able to pull her voice, because what happened that when we were looking for the master tape, we couldn't find it. So he had to pull the voice from the CD, but they did a very wonderful job.
Mm.
And then what is more exciting about this music now that we sang with her is that we were able to mastering it and then make it as our own as Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We are also performing these songs on stage. Four of those songs, we perform them live. So it sounds so wonderful. It sounds so good. And it also, you know, take us back, because the music that you sing, Stratamia, is from all the traditional music, because the most of the songs in this album are wedding songs and also gospel songs. So, you know, the wedding songs, the most Iskatamiya group singing, so they have a way of adapting those kind of way of singing. So now when we're singing this song, so we say to ourselves, we're going back to our roots. And then so now we said we're starting afresh. The group is going to be more powerful.
Well, I want to play one of those in just a moment, but I'm sad. I mean, I knew that she had died, of course. I'm saddened to know that she was killed.
Yes, she was killed. She was shot.
And you had a brother who was used to sing in the group and was killed.
That was Joseph's brother that was killed.
Oh, Joseph's brother.
Yeah, my brother he died naturally. He had a kidney problem. My brother died in 1980. So after that, so it was so difficult after he died because his voice, it was so important to the group, but we struggled until we got the replacement.
So this suggests that violence still very much a part of South African life?
Yes, sadly, you know, it is, but we're trying to stay strong and, you know, be above those problems and still writing some song that is encouraging people to live in peace with other people.
Well, we're going to hear one of the tunes off of the newest CD with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. In this case, the opening soloist is Nelly Shabalala. And this one is called Yimalafa. What is this one? What are you singing about here?
This is it's almost a gossip song, so that because ye might mean stop. So it's about somebody who was gossiping about a new bride. She was about to get married. So the other one, other people were jealous of her. So they, some of them went to the a bridegroom to be, and then telling him that your wife to be, she might have an affair. You know, it's a gossip song. So, but we also when in the song, so we are giving some advice to people: don't listen to other people about your loved ones. Just trust each other. So, but the song generally, when you say Yimalafa, it means stop here. I want to tell you something, but it's not a good thing that he was going to tell.
So, a different kind of a wedding song in this case.
Yes, this is I think almost perfect a wedding tune that is sung when the people get married in South Africa. You find this kind of singing on the wedding ceremonies.
My guest on Live and Local today is Albert Mazubuko of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who will be at in Charleston at Eastern Illinois University for a concert on Wednesday night.
Himala, 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 Himala,
That song called Yimalafa, a gossip song having to do with a wedding, comes from the latest CD from Ladysmith Black Mambazo. It's called Always With Us, came out last month, and in it they reunite themselves, so to speak, with the singing of the wife of their leader, Joseph Tshabalala, his wife Nelly, who died in 2002. And so they pulled her voice off of other recordings and then performed these new arrangements, I guess.
Absolutely.
My guest on Live and Local today is Albert Mazbuko, one of the founding members of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who are performing at the Dowden Fine Arts Center on the campus of Eastern Illinois University in Charleston Wednesday night. Our program today is made possible with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, featuring the internationally renowned principal guest conductor Boguslav Davidov and the Haifa Symphony Orchestra of Israel for a program of music by Weber, Tchaikovsky, and Dvorak on Saturday, February 22nd at 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit krannertcenter.com. The Ladysmith has won, I indicated at the very beginning of this talk, a number of Grammy Awards, as well as being nominated for other awards, including an Academy Award, the first of which was the first one that Paul Simon produced for you, called Shaka Zulu, and then there's been two others since, and just recently, one called Live, Singing for Peace Around the World, which sort of fits in with the theme of some of what we've been talking about. That came out last year. So congratulations on the latest Grammy.
Thank you very much.
Tell me a little bit about that one. It's an all-live album, as the title implies?
These are not the new songs. These are the songs that has been favorite for our listeners. Everywhere where we go, people, they want us to perform this song, sing for this song. So that's why sometimes we ask them, why you want us to sing this song? They said this song brings peace to them. So that's why we gave that title to Singing for Peace Around the World. And then these are the songs that people, they want us to they want to hear us to perform them all the time. And it's also, what is more exciting, it's also some favorites for our late President Nelson Mandela, and he has his favorites on these songs also. So it gave us so, and I cannot, you know, have a word to describe how happy we are. This album won the Grammy, because we say to ourselves, this is the best, you know, whatever we did, and then so it's wonderful.
I wanted to ask you about Nelson Mandela. You have had a close connection with him for a long time. You accompanied his presentation, his receiving of the Nobel Peace Prize back in 1993. You performed at his inauguration, and then you sang at his memorial concert just 2 months ago. How did that relationship begin, and how did it grow over the years?
You know, the relationship began when we were in 1990, because when he was released, we were on tour around here in America. So when we went back home, so we got an invitation that he's going to be celebrating his birthday on July 18 in Johannesburg. So we are invited. And then the invitation said he himself requested that Ladysmith Black Mambazo should be there. And we were so excited, so wow. He knows about us. And then so when we went there, we just get on, we went to the building by the back door, and then we just hit the stage, and then we sang the first song, the second song, the third song. He stood up. I saw this guy was just walking up to the stage, and people running around, some other ones, seems like they were trying to stop him to come to the stage, but he just walked straight to the stage, and then he climbed the stage, and he joined us on the left-hand side, and then he danced. He did his dancing we called Madiba dance. Mm. And then he danced, and then after that, when we finished the song, he shook hands with us, and I was surprised that he's so tall anyway. And then after that, he said some words that were so moving. He said, keep up the good job, guys. Your music has been a great inspiration for me while I was in jail. So we said, wow. And then after that, he said, oh, everywhere I go, I want you to accompany me, because I want to hear the music all the time. This is a great music I want to hear all the time. And he said, wow. And then after that, so he took us in many places, including the one that in his Nobel Peace Prize. And then on his inauguration, we were so surprised that he said he wants us to sit with him at the right there. He wants us to perform at the ceremony, because even also in Norway, so we perform at the ceremony. I remember that we were told that in that place, it's a place they took it as a holy place, so there's no instrument or a big sound system which is needed there. We said, no, we don't need any big sound system. We have our sound system in our voices. So it was only a few microphones in front of us, so we sang it. So he chose two songs. He said, you should perform these songs for me. And then the songs were too long for that 4 minutes we were given, but we were able to chop down the songs and then combine them, making it one song. The song was that one says, King of Kings, we kneel before thee, asking for peace. And then we combined that song with the song that says, Abezizwe, that the song that we sang for different political organizations at home to encourage them to sit down and stop fighting and negotiate. So we were able to do that. After we finished this performance, and then he stood up, and then he raised his fist. He said, Black Power, Black Mambazo. And he sat down. It was so moving.
Well, it's been an honor for you to have had that experience with him. And I imagine he felt very much the same way, an honor for him to have had such a close relationship with your music and yourselves personally over the years.
Yeah, it was so, it was a great honor. I remember, I think it was 5 years ago, that we were with him in his home at Kuno, that Eastern Cape. It was he was always put together the children Christmas party. So that time we went there early, and then so we were invited to his house, and then we sat down with him in his house, having brunch, because it was the mid-morning. And then so to be next to this wonderful man, it was amazing. Just to be with him in that room, so it just inspired you. You just wanted to do something good. And then I remember that he was telling us so many good stories, some of them, you know, funny stories, how sometimes he lost the case, sometimes he won the case when he was a lawyer. And then he told us about when he went to the mountain when he was a young boy for circumcision, and then how painful it was. So all those things. So we had a great time, and then so we were very happy that we were able to be on his last memorial concert in Cape Town, and then it was so wonderful to be there.
I wanted to ask you one other question before we hear our final song, and that is about your name. I've read what it comes from, but Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Why don't you just tell our listeners that? It's a little bit elaborate, actually.
Yes. Ladysmith is our hometown. We were born in Ladysmith, you know, outside the town of Ladysmith anyway. So the black, it refers to the span of oxen because we grew up on the farm. So it was different colors of these oxen. So the black ones were very powerful. So Joseph, he happened to be one of his driver. He was driving one of these, the black one. And then the Mambazo is the chopping axe. So on the farm, when you are living in the farm, so chopping axe is a very important tool, because with it you will be able to chop the trees and then build your house, build your yoke, be able to span your oxen, and also build the sledge that you will be to be able to transport your crops. So it was a very important tool. So Joseph said, we want people to know where we are coming from. And then we said, Ladysmith is going to be our name, that people know that we are coming from Ladysmith. But with our powerful voice, which refers to the black oxen, and the chopping axe, we will, with our powerful voice, we will pave the way and build our future.
And so you have.
Oh, thank you.
It's Albert Mazabuco of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They're going to be performing at the Dowden Fine Arts Center on the campus of Eastern Illinois University in Charleston on Wednesday night. There are tickets still available. And also, the evening will begin with a showing of the film On Tiptoe, Gentle Steps to Freedom, which tells the story of Ladysmith. The film will start at 6:30. The concert, I believe, an hour after that. And if you want more information, you can go to the Dowden Fine Arts Center website. It's eiu.edu/Dowden, D-O-U-D-N-A. And I wanted to play the final song from that most recently award-winning, Grammy Award-winning album, Live Singing for Peace Around the World. This one called Panzi Mgodini. Did I say that somewhat right?
You said it so well, Panzi Mgodini.
And what are you singing about here?
It's about the mining. This is a song that we are singing for the miners in South Africa, so we congratulate them with the well job done that they do, even though they are not much paid, but they do the wonderful work just to go to them down on the mines and then bring out all these minerals and then all these precious stones, which it sustain the South African economy.
It's been a pleasure and an honor for me to talk with you. Thank you very much for joining us today on Live and Local.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Nansimali, elando sinziswa phansi mgodini.
Imali,
saze soyibona imali, elando sinziswa lekude. Nangwe kufike kuna wena, ngobu novalo phansi mgodini.
Izinsizwa.
Zinsizwa zakithi siyangihalalisela ngamandla nangesibindi
ngosinikela wena
sishongoba
sishongoba nina nisenzisa zoqobo nisebenzele isizwe ngokusilandela umcebo nezinto zonke sikhona phansi emgodini izinto zonke sikhona senzewa ngayo le mali enilanda phansi emgodini izinto zonke sikhona senzewa ngayo le mali enilanda phansi emgodini Sinethulele siqhubu baholi bomgodi ngokunqoba ingosi.
Ake nisho zinsizwa
uma sibhecelese.
Ngobani?
Sithi halala team la jazz ngokufikela ingosi.
Halala. Halala team leader.
Halala team leader.
Halala.
Halala team leader. Halala team leader. Halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
chimneta
halala
halala chimneta Chimneta
la la
la la chimneta
we
la la chimneta
la la
la la chimneta
we
la la chimneta
we
la la chimneta
we
la la chimneta
la la
la la chimneta
whoa
la la chimneta
la la
la la chimneta
whoa
la la chimneta
la la
la la chimneta
whoa
la la chimneta
whoa
la la chimneta
whoa
la la chimneta Halala chimneta Halala chimneta
Halala
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 chimneta
Halala
Halala chimneta
Halala
Halala chimneta
Yo chimney spoon yo chimney
Halala chimneta Halala chimneta
Halala
Halala chimneta
Halala
chimneta
Halala
Halala chimneta Bye,
Bible.
Bye, Bible.
Bible.
So, yes,
good.
Bible. Okay, thank you very much. Bye bye.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the final tune on their latest Grammy Award winning CD. It's called Live, Singing for Peace Around the World. And that tune called Panzi Mgodini, you heard the voice of their leader, Joseph Shabalala. And Ladysmith will be performing at the Dowden Fine Arts Center on the campus of Eastern Illinois University in Charleston on Wednesday night with the show starting, I believe, at 7:30. Before that, however, there will be a screening of the Academy Award-nominated documentary about Ladysmith Black Mambazo, On Tiptoe, Gentle Steps to Freedom. That'll start at 6:30 in the concert hall, and it will be included in your ticket price if you end up buying a ticket. For more information, go to eiu.edu/Dowdna. And you can certainly look up Ladysmith Black Mambazo for all the information you might like to have, and I'm sure they're on YouTube as well. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our programs are made possible in part with the support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. Due to difficulties with our FM transmitter, we are currently broadcasting WILL FM 90.9 in analog, which is to say only on 90.9, but not in HD, which means those of you who have HD receivers have obviously been having trouble. We certainly appreciate the patience of our HD listeners as we work to correct this issue. Latest update suggested we might have that by Thursday. And we'll keep you apprised as the week continues. Here are some other events you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next several days. It's the weekly Hootenanny at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock. Folks are invited to bring your instrument and join in if you like. The Parkland Early Jazz Ensemble will play at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And it's the Illinois Modern Ensemble at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts Wednesday evening at 7:30. Bob Watson and Matt Stewart will be playing at Clark Bar in Champaign Wednesday evening at 6:30. University of Illinois Viola faculty Professor Rudolph Hocken will perform on five-string viola with Alexander Zolotarev on piano. That'll be at Smith Memorial Hall on the U of I campus in Urbana Wednesday evening at 7:30. It's the Spencer, Stevens, and Gray Trio, consisting of three faculty members in jazz at the U of I School of Music. That'll be at the Iron Post in Urbana Wednesday evening at 5:30. And then UI Jazz Combo, coached by Joan Hickey, will be at the Iron Post at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, followed by a jazz jam at 10 o'clock. Central High School in Champaign is presenting Shrek the Musical starting Wednesday, and those performances continue through Sunday. Evening performances at 7 with a Sunday matinee. And the weekly Gunny Sack Review is at the Yoder Center in Arthur Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. It's Celtic Nights at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts on Thursday night at 7:30. And the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana opens their latest play, The Clean House, on Thursday. That continues through Sunday and then usually for a couple of weekends beyond. Hope you enjoyed our program today. We'll be back with another show tomorrow from 4 to 5. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Mostly cloudy this evening, clearing, not as cold, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 40s.